Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome everyone to the Coyuela Podcast Show. No step yet, but don't worry, it's coming. More talk about stimulus check, the fourth stimulus check. I talk about that. And also, I'll talk about what's going on and those things that we heard at the airport and all. I didn't really read the news or nothing for a while, but I heard about it, rumors and all. I told you, it is crazy. Sorry to say, there's many more out there that's crazy like that, man. People, many more crazy like that. We gotta do something for gun control. Really, we gotta do something for gun control. Keep repeating. Watch the video, the Coyuela Podcast Show, Earth Planet Earth Talk, and the Coyuela Podcast Show on speaker. Follow me on speaker, like me on speaker, and find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm not on there all the time, but leave a comment or something like that. Or tell me about the show and all. But guys, I just want to know how y'all doing. How y'all April and Mother's Day is coming up. Mother's out there. Now, I got the most greatest mother, you know, and the world's greatest aunt, because they like my mom too. They helped raise me. My Nancy and Diane. And my birth mother, Joanne, because I love my mom. I love my mom. No matter what, I I love my mama. And if don't hear from you by May, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to Aunt Nancy, Aunt Diane, and my mom, Rayvon and Robyn, and my cousins, the female cousins, and all. Happy Mother's Day to you. Early Mother's Day, if I don't remind myself by May the 9th. But I'm sure I probably will. Okay? I'd just like to share it to everybody. My show is doing really good. And I got some people that I hire. It's this website that they help you with. It's called Files. And at this website, you let freelancers. And what freelancers are, they people who look for gigs, like musicians. I say musicians, people who make music and stuff. They write songs for you. They copyright for you. They do whatever you want them to do. Copyrights. They design the website. If you want a song written, they'll write it for you. You just go to files.com and just check them out. They do all kinds of stuff. If you're writing a book, they got people who will design your book cover. They will help. They got people to help you get on Amazon and sell your ebook and all. Go check them out. I mean, these people are real good. They helping me out with my show and all. And I just like to get a shout out to them people and who was helping me with my YouTube channel and my speaker and all. And y'all are the greatest, you know. And y'all will be blessed with helping other people. And I'll do my best to give a shout out to y'all, to my audience, and tell you about y'all and all. And stuff like that, guys. And just keep up on the great work, because I will hire you. I will hire you again and again and again, because I already know that you're doing great work. The people who are doing the speaker thing and people who are doing the YouTube thing. Y'all are doing great work. And y'all are giving me my audience. Y'all take me into that direction where the traffic at. And ever since I hook up with y'all and hire y'all, ever since I hooked up with y'all and I hire y'all, I've been getting a lot of stuff. I mean, likes and stuff like that. And I know that's what y'all do. Y'all direct me to the traffic. To get traffic. You know. So, people, family, check them out. It's Files. And you can go in that website. There they go. Can you hear? Can you see it? Can you see that? I don't know if you can see it by the sunlight or not. It's called Files. FIVERR. Files.com. And these people, they will help you out. And they just do a great job, man. And I got people that waiting to promote my book and all. And the reason I say this, because I got so much great talent in my family. And people, got a lot of people on YouTube probably want to help, but help to try to get some traffic going to their, what you call it. So, here you go. Nieces and nephews and cousins and all. Check them out. Their prices is affordable. I mean, it's no scam or nothing, believe me. It's talkable on CNN and Fox News and all that. It's all on there. It's been on there. And it's in the stories. And it's on the newspapers and stuff. And it's It's just a place where freelancers, and what freelancers are, they just people who look for gigs to help people to make music or write a book or basically anything that you really want them to do. And their prices start really cheap from, I'll say, like $10 and beyond, okay? It doesn't matter what's in your budget, and they'll work with you, all right? And they great, okay? Enough talk about them. Let them go do their work.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, I know about these shootings. It was two shootings, I think last week or the week before. Hey guys, man, I just want y'all to be careful in the summertime. Summer's coming. A lot of people's coming out. This pandemic is almost over. And I just want all my audience to be safe, okay? Please be safe out there, and be visible, okay? If you see something, say something. If you see somebody carrying a bag and got a hot coat on in the middle of the summer, alert the police, okay? If you see somebody with some strange bag walking into a hotel room with some strange bag, and he looked kind of weird, or she look kind of weird, let security or somebody know, okay? The shootings in Las Vegas that time when a man went up and shot out the windows and down to the audience at that country concert, all the way to now, you know? It's got to stop. Everybody talking about their gun rights. The heck with your gun rights, okay? People getting hurt for no reason, right? And I don't know what to say on this subject, this topic. And it's just crazy, to me, everybody says it's the new normal. It's not the new normal. It's the new crazy, It's the new crazy. And when I say crazy, they just beyond sick. I mean, they way up there beyond sick. I mean, parents, if you got some kids that's not listening to you and like to kill animals and stuff, go get them help right away. Husbands and wives, if you got a husband or a wife, always talking about the government coming, or he's doing something out of the usual. Get him help, okay? He's talking about the government and all that stuff, that he's going to do this and that. Get him help, right? No more people hurt, okay? No more. I'm tired of hearing about these shootings. No more. If you hear voices in your head, and just tell your wife or your husband or your mom and dad, tell them to go get you some help, all right? Just get some help. It's out there, all right? You don't have to go in no grocery store and kill nobody. You don't have to shoot out no hotel window. You don't have to go to the airport and start shooting. Okay? It's not necessary. Or whatever the second shooting was. The Colorado, it was two more shootings this past week. sometime last week or something. I didn't watch the news because I'm sick of the shooting. I'm tired of it. You know, every time you hear about it, it seems like the shooter get 5 minutes of fame. It's time to ignore them. Ignore them. And I don't know what to do, what to say on this subject. Because I can say a lot of things. Bring back the days of hanging. You know, I know it's crude, but what the crude they doing to other people, though? Shooting people for no reason. People going to the grocery store, minding their own business, and they get killed. And the shootings and at the, what you call them, where those Chinese people went, Asian people went. Long time ago, not that far, I think last summer or 2 summers ago, the shootings at the concert in Las Vegas, you know, and many, many more shootings that just happened in Colorado and all that. I mean, past and present. And hate to say, hopefully not, pray not, the future, you know? And I just pray this will be the last one. This is it. This the last one. There will be no more, okay? I just hope. I just hope not, you know? Well, there is some good news that the time limit of getting the second stimulus check. This guy named Ron, and I want y'all to go to find Mr. Ron. He's Ron. I forgot his last name. He do all finances. He talk about stimulus checks and stuff. And he got the timeline when the next stimulus check might be. So, during this timeline, people, you know, during this timeline, he proposed that the next stimulus check will be started on July the 4th. It will go the following week to the Democrats so they can look at it and sign it. Then it will go the second week of July. It will go to the Senate. They will look at it away. Then it comes back to the Senate, to the during the Democrats. And then they will review it again, and it will go, and it will be signed and approved. Then they'll shift it over to, I think, between the 18th to the 24th, Ron said. They'll shift it over to Joe Biden. He'll look at it, and he'll sign it into law. Now, the bill, the ABKK, Build Back Better plan, for infrastructure, like the grids, the electric grids, the water supply, internet broadband, better internet broadband, better water supply, better electricity, better environment, build the bridges better, and all of that. And the way they're going to do this now, for the money they're going to get, they're going to create some new currency. Now, you probably have to go to Ron so he can explain it better to you. I'm doing my best to do this, though. But Ron said that they're going to take some coins and they're going to create more coins, and they're going to create a new form of currency. Now, anybody know what currency is? Don't know what currency is? That's money. That's what you got in your pocket and get every week. But anyway, so what this is, all this going to take place in July. Now everybody goes on recess in May. I mean, they take a lot of recess, don't they? But they come back in June. They look at the bill. I guess the Republicans is not on board, so the heck with them, you know? And they look at the bill, they pass it, then it goes to the Democrats, and they look at it and sign it. Then it goes back to the other house, the Senate. They look at it, they approve it, and then it comes back to the Democrats with the House again, and they look at it and approve it again, make sure everything is okay and ready. And then it goes into Joe Biden's office, the Oval Office, the President of the United States, the good President, the more improved President, the better improved President, the more mature President, the real President, what a President should be like. But he need to calm down with Russia. He need to talk with Putin about Russia. He don't need to go in office and start nothing with Russia. Okay, Putin? You need to talk with Russia. Okay? Don't start nothing with them. Okay? Don't start nothing with them. Sit down and talk to Putin. He will listen to you. Okay? He will listen to you. My God, y'all kept the peace with this long. Don't go on the man, don't go on the TV or anything saying the man is a killer. Okay? We don't want to start World War III. Enough like that. We don't want that. Both countries don't want that. Talk to him. Okay? And Joe, you know how this plays out. If things don't get better, they're going to get more hateful and more worse. And that's going to lead into a very bad thing. You want to nip this in the butt right now. Okay? Nip this in the butt now. Put the brakes on it now, Joe Biden. You're a great president. Don't let not a little inch of Donald Trump come out in you. Okay? Talk to these guys. Russia and North Korea and China. Okay? I'm sure they don't want to go in no conflict with the United States. They don't want that. Oh, they would have been did it a long time ago. You know? Believe me, they probably would have been did it a long time ago. Especially around 9/11, you know? You know? Believe me, these countries don't want to have no conflict with the United States. But they just want you to listen. The United States ain't that. It's not a good, really that much a country, more than Russia and all. Y'all kill people too. What the CIA is. You spy on your people. NSA. That's why they say, that's why they name the NSA not say anything. NSA do not say anything. And CIA, it's really bad for them. It's got a lot of names for them. But, and the FBI, don't even get me started with that. They got pages long for what people call the FBI. And some of them begin with the F. So don't even get me started with them. They definitely sneaky society organization. But let's stop because I might look outside to see some white dudes wearing a black coat and some all black clothes and sunglasses holding a sign up saying we are the men in black. So I'm going to stop talking about the CIA and all that. They got people that's not on the government list. And you know what I mean. That's why I created this podcast. To talk about suspicious stories. You know, strange stories from the government and stuff. And then the pandemic happened. Then it just threw me off. And Donald Trump really throwed me off. But all those strains from Mylodon, UFOs and the Hat Man, the Black Man, people, the Gray Man, and all. Hey, I learned about this on Coast to Coast. And I say, I want to be just like George Bernard. I want to talk about this too. But it's so much out there. Then we start getting stimulus checks and stuff. I just had to start this podcast. And people can like it. People don't like it. People in between don't matter. Because I like it. It's like what I like to do. This is what I like to do. Sit here and make videos. And do my thing. Do my gift that God gave me. And like I said, I got people, freelancer writers, that are going to help me out to make this place, make this thing more better. And let more people see this. Okay? So, I got people to do that. And when I finish recording, when I finish making the video, as y'all see this video, I'll uplink it on YouTube. But I add all the little sticky things that YouTube give you. I hope y'all seen that. No. But I probably ain't even send it to my family and stuff yet. Because there are more and more people and all. But I just hope these guys give me more audience. And the person who's working on the YouTube channel, he got me a lot so far. But I got to buy another package to get more audience. You know? And I think it's a fair price too, though. But pay for the small package. And this to start it off, you know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And the other guy who worked on a speaker thing, podcast, he got me a lot of traffic. And I paid again. I got a small package. But next month, I'm going to get the big package again. And as time, every month, I'll probably get the big package. So they can add more traffic and try to get traffic to me. No. And that's all they do. Get more traffic, try to get people to follow me. And they do. You know, some people never heard of me yet, never got to me, never felt me. So that's all they do, is help people find me on YouTube and Speaker. It's totally illegal and all that. And they will help you too. And like I said, it's a blessing for me to have. I mean, if people can do this stuff way better than you, been doing it a long time ago, okay? Don't think that you're the only one to do this, because there's way more talent that can help you and give you ideas for your show and all, okay? But they've been in the business for a long time, you know? They've been there before you did. And one thing about people with the same gift that you have, y'all all share the same story. Y'all all share the same thing that God gave you. Okay? So if you work together, that person will have a little bit, 90% more, and you have 80%. Put that 90 and 80%, and oh, hell, heck, that's what you got. You got the 18. You got the 18. So that's what Fowl's about, to help you find those people and create your A-team, create your production company, you know. And you don't even have to meet them. You don't even have to, you know, see them. Sometimes they have Skype. Maybe they might have Skype or call you on meeting or Zoom or something like that, or they text you. But they are great people, guys. Give them a phone. It's called Fiverr. Fiverr.com. Fiverr. Okay? And you'll see what I'm talking about. But yeah, just people, just calm down, okay? Now, everybody, I just want to know, this is mostly for this country, people. I know I got audience in other countries listening, you know, but this for the United States. I just want to know, are you glad for the first 3 stimulus checks so far? Okay. Did it help you? And do you think it's helping the economy and helping the budget and bringing everything back to normal? Do you think the 3 stimulus checks is helping the economy and bringing things back to normal? Okay. Now, just remember, they spent from 2 to 1 to billions of dollars. They just pool money all over the whole country. They were just pooling it. Both administrations, Donald Trump's people and this real administration, this real president, the fake president and the real president, who's currently the president now. They was just pouring money into this when this first started. You know, 1,200, that's all I thought we was going to get, 1,200. And then Trump said we can give another stimulus check. And we did. We got, before he left, we got another one in December. And then Joe Biden came in right in the office and gave us a back-to-back stimulus check. December 10th. By February, we had another stimulus check, $1,400. Wow. Good God, people. So, I think it's really working, you know. I think they doing their best, you know. Now, the Republicans need to put a rocket up their tail and then get with the program, you know. I'm talking about all the Republicans. They need to put a rocket up in their ass. But I'll get some coffee and wake up, you know, and start an American people, you know. If you want to get back in the White House, you want to get back in control of the House and the Senate, you need to wake up and join Joe Biden and start agreeing with him and stuff, you know. And maybe the American people who wrote for y'all will get y'all in there, you know. But $1,000 a month and 2,000 Democrats and Joe Biden is doing it, man. They doing it. And he gonna fix the roads, he gonna fix the grid, the electricity, the poles and everything. I mean, all the roads across the country, the highways, the roads, he gonna fix them. This haven't been done since the highway was built back in the 40s. You know? That's why nobody knows, some people don't know about Route 66, because the American highway took it away from it. But Route 66, it's a nice road from, starts from Chicago and goes straight across all the way to California. And right across the country. I mean, you can stop in each state. That's the joy. And it's still, that road still relives today, Route 66. I watch the video a lot of times, and this guy, he goes on trips to Route 66. And that's one of the reasons why I want to get my license. I want to take that route, you know? I want to take that journey.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm going to get my license because I've been practicing. And all I have to do is go up here to MTA, do the computer thing again, just pass that, because I did it so many times, I know all the answers now. So it was, should be no problem for me passing it. She'll get 100 every time I go up there. I've been doing the law test. But the last time I got this instructor, she was from the school, and I was trying to get it done at the beginning of the pandemic, and I shouldn't have did that. I should have just waited out like I'm doing now. But I went to, they did my first lesson, and I don't know what she did. She started howling at me, started doing this, talking about getting smart. But she said, if you get yourself in some kind of trouble, I can't get you out of. And I look at her and say, ain't you the instructor? You know? What you mean is I'll get myself in some kind of trouble you can't get out of? I can't get out of. I got my learner's permit on me. I'm a rookie. You teaching me how to drive in a little small parking lot. And she wasn't at the right parking lot either. She put it at the Memphis Mill parking lot. But anyway, she got all pretty and think that she was all cute. Anyway, I went to the wrong one. I should have stayed at the one at Rice and Town Road. Ain't that far from Aunt Diane's old house, old neighborhood, right up the street from her, and the shopping center. That's the one I was going to. But I was so, so in a rush to get it and didn't want to wait till this pandemic's over, you know. And then they only get one lesson a day, and that's me so in a rush. And that one lesson, just, you know, she didn't want to, she really didn't want to be there, you know. And, oh, wear your gloves, make sure that things stay on. Steering wheel and all. And I was trying to be nice to her and everything, you know. I didn't say nothing. I just turned my head and just say, you know. And I can tell that there's people that's racist, you know. It's all kinds of racist, like I said in my previous video. All kinds of racist. And I know she probably thought that I have a disability. Probably can see that. And her judgmentalness came on, and she would have said something out of the ordinary, I would have got me a lawyer, because I know what slatter is. And you don't know me. You're supposed to be training me. You don't supposed to be slandering me or nothing like that. But anyway, I'm going back to the right school. Went up from right on that. Diane's old neighbor. It's a little yellow house, and they'll train you right in the parking lot, right by that house. And that's the one I'm going to. And hopefully, I'll get a really good instructor who work with me that 1 hour and all. And since we're getting stimulus checks, this is the perfect time to get another car, get my USAA back, you know. Even though I'm a member for life, my mom and dad put me on there, and I'm a member for life. Get insurance on the car, so all I have to do is call them up, get my insurance back, and getting $1,000 a month, just put some money, go get a nice car, don't buy a new car, get a car that I can drive around the block. And I'm sure some people will, if I hire some people, you know, from work or somewhere in the neighborhood or somebody, I'm sure that if they ride around the block, all I have to do is work on my turns. That's it. I know everything else because my supervisor, he let me drive his car from my work, where I work at, all the way to home. You know, from Roland Avenue all the way up to where I'm at now. And he was helping me at one point, you know. And I was getting good at it, you know. It was more time and everything, but my learner's permit was expired again, you know. So I'm going to probably wait until my MTA card expired. And then I'm going to go get the learner's permit and then get my MTA card renewed too. So I'll probably do it this year. And both of them will have a 3-year time limit. And also I got me some glasses. Went back to the eye doctor to give me some real glasses. These reading glasses right here. Reading glasses, guys. And, but I just want to know if anybody remember that first time and they got a real bad instructor. And he or she was just having a bad day. And they took it out on you. And they failed you. You went to the drama school, took the drug and alcohol classes and all. So on and so on. And you finally was ready to get your, to do the skill test. I mean, if you got one of those bad ones, just leave a comment on my Instagram page, Twitter, Facebook, and go to YouTube. Hit that like button. Ring that bell for notification. When I put up a new video, you will be notified. Because sometimes YouTube just be sleeping all the time. And you will be notified. And just leave a comment down below, you know. But you'll find more great videos coming soon. Or you can watch the past videos and what I talk about. Some is the same subject in different ways. But just tell me if you ever had that kind of experience. Just let me know in the comments below. Also, you can go to Speaker and put your comments in too. And follow me on Speaker. And like me on Speaker. And same way with YouTube and Facebook and so on. But I think this will be the last stimulus check because they're going to give us $400. I mean, they're going to give us $1,000 a month. And I think it's going to work out fine, guys. We're going to be fine. And the Vaseline, sometimes I feel like I got it because every time I cough, it scares me, or like, uh-oh, you know, oh boy, here we go. That's what I'll be saying. So I'm going to try to get some light in here first, guys. So I will be right back, and just in a moment, be right back, okay? Stay there, don't move. I know you need to see me. It's getting dark out there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, now you can see me better. It's getting dark outside. The doggone sun has gone down. And everything. And they moved the computer back where it's supposed to be. All right. right behind Ulster. Oh, ain't gone down that much, though. I just don't want the sunlight in the way of the shot. I don't know about the shape of this year. It's kind of mixed, you know? I mean, last year, I just want to know how people feel about last year, too, 2020. I mean, it started off with y'all, started off good with y'all until the last 3 months, all the way up to the last 3 months, and then the bomb dropped on everybody right around March. So I just want to know what y'all was doing those first 2 months before all this stuff broke out, and how y'all made it through the pandemic. Give me some of your stories, what y'all did, and everything closed down and everything, what you was thinking and all. I know some of y'all probably think this is the end. This is over. You finally seen you did it. Some of y'all probably were saying that. We did it now. It's the all. You know, there's no going back now. Some of y'all probably were running to the church and they was closed anyway. They shut down everything. You know. And also the crazy person that the interim president that we had. I can't call him president, but the Looney Tune guy that was in the White House. I'm just going to call him Looney Tune because that's what he was, you know, just a Looney Tune. And he didn't, guys, I don't know why people keep following him, or I just got to talk about this a minute. Why people just won't just turn their back, just turn their back, you know, just push him in the history books because he did write history, man. I mean, becoming the worst president, getting impeached 2 times in a row. And this, if he really wanted to be, get a reelected, that first impeachment, he would have shut up and started doing things right. That's if he really wanted to be president. You know, he would have shut up the first time and start showing people that he can be president. And he would have started doing the job, you know, do what his people was telling him to do, his advisors and everything, if he wanted to win that election. That's all he had to do, to shut up and do his job. Shut up, do your job, you know? And you would have won that election, probably, by a long shot. But had to keep running your mouth, talking about people, talking about women, I'm talking about take the 2 senators and send them back home. All that dumb stuff. You know? And Donald Trump, you wasn't fit to be president. It wasn't nowhere near your call. You wasn't put here to be president. You know? You wasn't put on this earth to be president. You were put on this earth to do a talk show or something like that. I mean, every time I talk about him, I cough. Oh, boy, let me pick up a cross. Give me a Bible or something. But like I say again, guys, I just got a cold. I don't have no COVID-19, okay? Just a little cold. We still get colds and everything. We still get the human cough. And no runny nose. Got a little woody eyes, but no runny nose, nothing. And I will be going to the doctors May the 6th. So my doctor will check it out. Double check it, okay? Now, if I do, we got vaccinated twice. So I'm immune a little bit, whatever. Well, anyway, long I wear my mask 6 feet apart and just stay my distance, I should be fine, and everybody else should be fine around me, you know. But I don't have no body aches and none of the other symptoms and all. I mean, only when I lay down or just play video games, my legs have started hurting. That's way before the pandemic. And sometimes my back and my side hurts. That's just old age coming in. And then my eyes, they start acting up. Soon I hit 50, that's when they start acting up. So, can't blame it on that. But that's just getting the golden age reinstated or something, you know? So, it's come with old age. So, we still get the normal human stuff, you know? So, don't worry, I will get double checked. But, just take some 44D, lay down, shut up for a while. I'm sure I'll be okay. And even though the weather's changing too, you know, still changing from winter to summer. And I'm sure a lot of people getting some colds, a cough, or something like that. So, it is nothing serious. I hope not. But I know y'all see me coughing every day. And got it in the back of your head. Don't worry, got it in my back of my head too. Because we got this little whiteboard at work. And it says all the symptoms, symptoms on it that you can get. That if you know something that you can have. But I got a little monitor that my job gave me too. I take my temperature every morning. 95, 96 every morning. And they say if it's 99, then I gotta give them a call and everything. Don't come to work. You know, everything. But I take it. It's not 99. Sometimes it's 98. But it's 97. After I finish with this, I'm gonna take it again just to make sure. No, I did have this call for a while, for the weekend, and now. So, if still going by May the 6th, just get my doctor to give me another COVID-19 test and all that stuff. And I'll let it know that I had this cough for a while, you know. But not scared enough because the vaccination and all, and everything. Some people had it and made it through, you know. So, don't want nobody to get scared. All right, family, especially my family, don't worry. Just pray. Don't worry. And believe me, I got sanitizer everywhere, all around me, all in my room, on the cabinet, by the bathtubs, at the kitchen. I just got a lot of sanitizers. Sanitizer. I'll be washing my hands with soap, then I come back, put some sanitizer on. And I do that constantly at work. You know, wash hands, sanitizer. Wash my hands, sanitizer. Sometimes when I put the mask on, I have to take it down just to breathe to get some fresh air. But I put it back up, you know. And since I got this cold, I just have to keep it on sometimes. But when I do cough, I just do like this, like you're supposed to. And, you know, so don't worry if you got a little cold, everybody. Okay? It's just a little normal cold, you know. And like I say, almost over this. Almost over this. And I don't know what to tell you. Really.
G. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. But I just want to let people know you got to be safe out there. And I will be putting more videos up in April. A whole lot more videos in April. Throughout May and throughout July. June. But I will be taking a break in July and probably August. Yeah, you're right, because I'm getting a stimulus check and all. Because of that, you're right. I'm not going to lie to you. And also, so I can get a bigger computer and I can get more stuff for the show and stuff. And so I can start getting ready to move. Next year, put some money away, okay? Now, if we get this $2,000 and $1,000 a month, I could go over Robert Ann's or Nancy, and they will help me get ready and put some aside, put some in the bank and everything, you know? And I got Henry to help me, and the landlord, he giving me another thing to pay my rent, okay? Once again, I'm going to talk about this every podcast, every show. My checks, my checkbook, I got control. Like Janet Jackson said, control, I got control. And I'm happy Rich Cross is giving me this shot because I'm going to nail it. I'm going to nail it. I'm going to nail it and never look back. And I know a lot of people is praying for me when on this because the past and all. Especially people who know about the lights going off. I'm not going to put nothing back because that would be my fault, okay? I'm not holding nothing back. Yeah, my lights was off and my uncle helped me get my lights back on and all. I was renting stuff from Renter Center and all that and so on and so on. Spending my money on crazy stuff and everything. And Rich Croft and my uncle told me let Rich Croft take over and everything. So on and so on. Now, that's in the past. Learned my lesson. Because I don't want to be in the dark. Because I got so much stuff to do. I learned my lesson. I totally learned my lesson. First thing that need to be paid is the rent. Next thing that need to be paid is the utilities. I totally learned my lesson. And being in the dark, coming home from work, and being in the dark, it's no joke. It's no joke, okay? And believe me, y'all sit back and watch this. Watch progress happen. Just watch progress happen. And the thing about that, I had a girlfriend named, Shauna, and my wife, she was staying here at the time because she was homeless. She didn't have nowhere to stay. And even though that we were separated and she wasn't supposed to be here, Diane was calling me on the phone to let her stay here. Let her stay here. She can't stay with us. No. She go over to Diane's house, apartment where she was living on Park Heights, stay there for a while, and then Diane shift her back over here, Candy. And then you know, then she wanna stay here. And then I would start dating somebody, you know? And I really liked this woman. Her name was Shauna. And this is when I had my night job and my day job at Fort Meade. I had two jobs at Fort Meade, working for Chimes at night and working for Goodwill in the morning. And this all was at Fort Meade. And this was when I met Shauna. I miss that girl to this day. And Shauna, you out there, I'm doing good. I'm doing good, old friend. And I'm not going to call you sweetheart or nothing like that, because you might got another man and all. And I don't want to start nothing. But I'm doing good, old friend. Okay? And I just like, thank you for all the good times we had, you know. Thank you for taking that time to be comfort me and all after when I was going through stuff. And get a shout out to my little sister. No, not you, Lisa. This woman named Denise, and she used to work with me, and she used to go to the movies with me and all. When me and Candy have arguments and stuff like that, and her and Fred used to go to the movies and talk to me and all, and everything on the weekend and all, just to get me out of the house so I won't get in trouble or nothing. And I like to thank y'all, okay? So, really, that's all I have to talk about, guys. Mom, Dad, Harry, Aunt Alice, all my aunts, uncles, cousins, niece and nephews. Love you. Keep watching the show. Hopefully, when things get better, I will have y'all on the show and all. And people who watching, you will be able to call in, give your comments. That's coming soon. Not now. Probably not next year, but it will be here. And just like a shout out to Michael, Myra, and Jessica. Remember, I'm just the father, okay? I'm doing fine. I'm living well. I'm taking over my rent and my gas and electric again. Get ready to move into another apartment. So give me a call, guys. I know y'all have an email. I know y'all on Instagram, Facebook. All right, y'all, I know y'all over the age and all. So give me a call. Ashley and Donald, love you. Lisa, Bryant, nieces, nephews, love y'all. Gotta go. Running out of time. See y'all on the next broadcast show. Remember, everyone, live long and prosper. Long and prosper, and may the force of God be with you. And power to y'all on that Kodak podcast. Go! Good night, everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.